This is Jess and Kimberly with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, on Sunday, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has announced that she will resign as Premier and retire from politics, saying now is the right time to move on. After serving as Premier for 9 years, her official last day will be on Friday, giving the Labor caucus time to decide who will take over the top job. Her announcement comes after months of criticism and speculation over whether she'll continue as Premier at the state election next year. Palaszczuk has endorsed Deputy Premier Stephen Miles to succeed her, who confirmed he will be nominated as leader. Health Minister Shannon Fentiman is tipped to be another possible contender.
The Bureau of Meteorology is expecting Cyclone Jasper to continue tracking towards the coast as a Category 2 cyclone, calling it a significant weather system. They warn North Queensland residents to brace themselves for intense and damaging winds. Scientists expect for the weather system to land between Cape Flattery and Cardwell on Wednesday.
In national news, the Australian government is cracking down on the current temporary migration system, with 25,000 fewer people in a year expected to be granted entry to Australia under the middle-tier skilled work visa. Key changes include stricter English language proficiency, require student visa candidates to prove how their Australian study will improve their career and learning, and creating a specialist visa to target highly skilled workers. The strategy is expected to overhaul student visas to address immigrant exploitation and meet more of Australia's core needs and industries.
Broadcaster Alan Jones is facing another allegation of indecent assault, with Nine newspapers reporting police investigated an incident involving a 17-year-old at a Southern Highlands estate back in 2017. On Friday, the Sydney Morning Herald released an investigation accusing Mr. Jones of indecently assaulting four young men. Jones is considered one of the most powerful figures in Australian media. He strenuously denies the allegations and has launched defamation proceedings against the Sydney Morning Herald paper. If you or anyone you know requires support, please do not hesitate to call the National Sexual Assault and Family Domestic Violence Counselling Service on 1-800-RESPECT.
In international news, the Biden administration has bypassed Congress to supply tank shells to Israel, following international criticism faced by the US after they vetoed the United Nations Gaza ceasefire resolution. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken invoked emergency powers to supply nearly 14,000 tank rounds to Israel, waiving the requirement to consult Congress under the Arms Export Control Act. Gaza health authorities say approximately 18,000 people have been confirmed killed and 49,500 people injured in Israeli strikes.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au to find out more.